Alrighty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Raiders Podcast, the comic book club where we read the most highest reviewed comics
on
Comixology. Yeah. Read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel. You're Nathan. Why is your mouth?
Dude, we need to go to news right fucking now. I just got an email.
Where was I? I'm Daniel. You're Nathan. We're brothers. We read comics. We got different time codes in our description. We got Dogman, Back Matter Matters, and the Pull List, but we start with the news. Nathan, what's your news?
I just got an email from Phoenix Fan Fusion for who's going to be at Comic-Con this year. Did you see?
No.
Chip Zdarsky,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be there. Dude, he won't even remember us.
We should get him on the pod before so he remembers us a little bit.
Oh, true. Yeah. But, dude, we can have our, like all the things that he's been on. Friend of the show, Chip Zdarsky. He's been on for Spider-Man Life Story and Sex Criminals.
Yeah.
Was it just those two?
He came on for just like an interview.
Yeah, and then the first one was an interview. But yeah, he's coming to Phoenix for
That's
Comic-Con.
Crazy. I never thought he'd do that.
That'll be cool. Yeah, doesn't he live in like Canada or something?
Yeah, he hasn't been like doing like, I don't think he's been doing cons really.
Yeah, every time I read his newsletter, he's like, I hate cons. I don't ever want to do them.
Maybe he'll like Arizona.
And he'll move here.
He'll move here.
Yeah.
I think he lives in like the woods, and I think he likes living in the woods.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
And then there's another announcement. Hold on. I didn't recognize her. Agnes Garbowska. I think she does Teen Titans Go.
Hmm.
So pretty cool.
So just the first one was Chip and the only one was Chip.
Pretty much. That's cool.
Fuck,
what other news you got?
I was about to skip this year, but
I can't now.
Yeah, I can't now.
I can't now. You gotta have a kid and you gotta figure it out.
You gotta leave him at home.
You gotta leave. Yeah.
Kind of news, but we got a release date for Clementine Book 3, Nathan.
Nice. I haven't read book two.
Coming out July 8th.
I don't even have book two, actually.
I have book two. Haven't read it.
Let me steal it.
But now you got... Dude, I haven't read it.
Dude, you're clearly not going to.
That's not true.
What do you mean? You haven't read it. If I had it, I would have read it.
So just because I haven't read it means I'm never going to read it?
Yes.
That's your logic?
Yes.
No way. What else you got?
We kind of knew this already, but we got more details. Clay Mann and Seth Mann are releasing a Batman book called Batman Nightfire. It's going to be a new Black Label series. And we got a first look at some of the characters in the book, which is going to be the Robin's going to be Tim Drake, Batgirl, and then some people called the Sentinel and the Dullahan. So it looks pretty cool. I like Clay Mann. He's a really good artist.
I love Clay Mann.
It's cool that they're like brothers that work in comics. Kind of like us.
They're brothers?
Yeah. Clay Mann and Seth Mann.
Hmm. I don't think that means they're brothers.
I would be really surprised if they weren't.
Yeah.
They'd be lying to us.
Nathan, not really comics news, but you know the show Scavenger's Reign?
The show?
Yeah, it was on HBO Max. It was that tribute
one?
Yeah,
yeah.
The animated one?
Yeah, sorry.
So the creators of that, that show is based off of like a little movie that's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. It's so awesome, by the way. Have you watched it?
Yeah, Scavengers.
You watch all of it?
No, I haven't finished the show, but I've watched the short. That's on YouTube.
Oh, that's so weird.
Why?
I didn't even know it was a short, but apparently you've watched it. Why have you watched the short, but not the show?
Because it's before the show came out, is when I watched it.
Wow, you're an OG fan and you didn't even watch the show?
Low key.
Damn.
But the creators made a trailer for season two without it even being renewed.
That's baller.
I think that's pretty fucking thug.
It's like when they released that Deadpool footage and it was
leaked. Yeah, like yeah. They're like, let's get some hype around it, you know, yeah. And get it renewed.
I'll give it a like.
Yeah, I'm like,
every platform I got, I'll give it a
that's
like.
That's gangster as fuck. They're taking things in their own hands.
Yeah, that's sick. That's pretty punk rock.
I think like me and you are the only people in Arizona that watched it probably, but.
No, Parker and Emily watched it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. All right.
But I don't know, I thought that was fun.
That is fun. Mark Miller, Raphael Albuquerque get back together for Huck. May 2025.
Huck 2?
Huck 2.
Huck Tua?
No. We're not there yet.
It's going to be called Huck Tua.
No, it's not Huck Tua. Okay. We got bad vibes from that girl. It's just Huck 2. Okay. You gotta limit yourself. Have a little fucking constraint.
I don't have any.
Huck 2. 2025.
My brain is rotted out too much.
Yeah. We need TikTok to be banned again.
When
so your brain
Huck
goes
2
back.
Come out?
Huck 2. It comes out. I'm just kidding. Huck 2 comes out May 2025 from Dark Horse. It's called Huck, Big Bad World. Pull yourself fucking together, dude. I'm going to ban TikTok just for you.
Every time you say it, I'm like,
is it? Huck 2.
Yeah.
It will come out. It's called Big Bad World, and it has him come back to.
So there's like a lot of books that are like kind of coming back. Should we like read the first part as like an episode?
I like Huck.
Okay. But what about
Huck
like.
Huckwanna? That's good.
Like Youngblood is coming back in like April. Should we read Youngblood?
Yeah, dude. It got that dude a Levi's commercial.
That's true. And then what was it? You know, like Hush? There's a new Hush is coming out. Should we read first Hush?
I would hate to read Hush.
Really?
I think so.
Hate's a strong word. Who wrote that?
Jeff Loeb, Jim Lee.
I don't know. It seems like it'd be
pretty. Jim Lee. Have you read it?
No.
You have it?
No.
If you haven't read it, then I'm down to see what your reaction is.
Hmm. Okay.
I think it was just overhyped, I think.
Mm.
It's not bad.
Is it long?
Yeah. I think so.
Like 300 pages?
Probably more. Probably like 250. I don't remember how it was released. I think it was just over like 3 issues or 4 issues or something like that.
Yeah.
But like oversized.
Honestly, like it'd be kind of tough to fit on. 350, fuck that.
Yeah, 350.
Yeah. That's like I'll call that my limit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Batman and Superman fight. And then Green Lantern is stuck in a yellow room because that was when he was still weak to yellow. That's the only thing I remember. He painted everything yellow. No, that's All-Star.
All-Star Batman and Robin, I think.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm thinking of.
I thought Batman painted himself yellow.
He did.
That's awesome.
It is pretty funny.
That's so fucking funny.
I would love to see the prep time. And he's just like in this room with a lot of items in there. So he has to paint all those items as well.
Yeah.
Even if he has like a spray paint thing, that'd be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, Chris Claremont's coming back to X-Men again. He always does this.
I thought he was back already.
He's back already. I don't know. But he's doing Wolverine and Kitty Pride coming April 2025. Apparently, it's going to continue some sort of storyline that's happened a long time ago.
Okay.
So that's cool. I like that he comes back to X-Men every once in a while. And the artwork for it looks like kind of...
Like 90s?
Yeah, kind of 90s, I would say. So the artist on
that looks okay. That doesn't look too old, necessarily.
Features art by Damien Cousier. So it's the story of what happens between the end of the original Kitty Pryde and Wolverine miniseries and Logan and Kitty Pryde's return home to rejoin the X-Men. So it's in between there. There's a lot. Love
that era.
I wonder if a lot of people love that era.
Yes.
It's like between episode like 3 and 4. So did you see the Invincible casting things?
No.
Aaron Paul is going to be in it. Voice acting.
As what?
Powerplex.
Okay.
And then Jonathan Banks.
Hold on. Jonathan Banks?
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
I think so.
Also from Breaking Bad. He played Mike.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's going to be something mysterious. Probably whoever that
is. Oh, dude, what if he's Conquest?
He's probably going to be Conquest, I would
Conquest imagine. Would be fucking... Hold on.
With Mike?
Yeah, that'd be fucking gnarly.
Did you have to think about it? Make sure it
was
cool?
Like, I was like picturing like his voice, and that would be gnarly, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I'd be interested to see like what his fighting voice sounds like, you know, his cartoon fighting voice.
He like yells in Breaking Bad.
He does, but most of the time he's just like he's just kind of like super low.
Yeah, that's cool. I bet Robert Kirkman's having a great time.
Yeah, that seems like
he's just
super
like
fun.
Picking whoever.
There's a couple other like famous voice actors, but I was just
like who?
I don't have it pulled up.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, Post Malone doing a comic. Another famous guy doing a comic.
We knew this. I thought that was supposed to come out last year.
I think it's coming out now, Free Comic Book Day.
What's it called?
It's called Big Rig.
Big Rig. I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah. But what confused me... So it's written by Post Malone and Adrian Wassel and the artwork by Nathan Gooden. But in this quote, he said, "This is going to be kick-ass. It's amazing working with Vault and Michael Bay." And like... I don't understand where Michael Bay comes into this.
Maybe he like gets like a story writing credit.
Oh, it's getting a film adaptation with director Michael Bay, apparently. Sorry, I read this article a little bit more. That was only mentioned in the subtitle of the article, which is weird. So it'll come out Free Comic Book Day, which is kind of cool. And apparently Post Malone knows what that is. And he's really excited that he's going to be a part of Free Comic Book Day. So.
Wait, isn't Free Comic Book Day like a thing that's like put on by Diamond?
I think it's kind of grown beyond that now.
So everybody publisher just
jumps in and does a free comic book day thing now, maybe? I mean, I don't think Diamond's like going away. They're just bankrupt.
Right.
Which means that they might go away and get acquired by somebody. But I think all the free comic book day stuff has definitely grown outside of just Diamond, I feel like.
I guess.
Because wasn't Marvel not doing any Diamond for a while, but they've always done free comic book day.
Right. Because like DC's like not. They're like DC's not, Lunar or whatever. So I guess
they still do free comic book day stuff. So I think they just
Like Vault, like the little guys, you know.
Not that little.
Vault Comics. What's your favorite Vault comic, Nathan? Exactly.
Big Rig. Coming out this free comic book day.
The upcoming Big Rig.
I know I have some. I just don't.
No, you don't.
I do. I swear to God, I do.
Name one.
I'm gonna look up most famous Vault comics. I bet I have one.
Look it up.
You got something?
Yeah.
Something that you own?
Daniel, how could you forget Money Shot from Vault Comics?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Actually, I don't think I knew that was from Vault Comics.
I think that's what was in my head, but I think
I thought that was like Oni Press or something.
I think there's more. There's got to be one more. The Plot. I read that. That's pretty fun. That's the...
Is that Remender?
No. The Joshua Hickson.
Hickson.
Book. He does the art on it. It's pretty cool.
Right.
Did you ever watch These Savage... Or read These Savage, Savage Shores? Yeah, that's Vault.
Ron B?
Ron B. Did you read that?
You asked me if I've watched it?
Well, I've messed up my words.
Oh, no. I know of it.
Okay.
Kind of. Like, I don't know what it is.
Anyway, that's two examples. So, eat shit. Fair. Respectfully.
Okay. Well, anyway, Free Comic Book Day, Post Malone, can't wait to... At least he's giving it to us for free. Like, I don't think I'd pay for it, you know?
It looks... The art looks pretty, like, manga almost. I think it's a black and white book. I'll send you this, but here's the preview page.
Oh, I guess it is black and white. Or maybe it's not colored yet.
Like, that could also be the case, but...
I don't know, great tones around here, so.
But it looks fun. I'll give it a shot. At least he's putting out something that I like because he's all country now. So
Post Malone's Big Rig.
Yeah, a little pretentious. Why is it already a film adaptation like being made? Does he make this first or did he like he must have pitched it to Michael Bay and he's like, give me a comic, I guess, and then I'll do it? I don't know.
I have no fucking clue.
I have no clue how any of this works.
It's weird that they already know that it'll be adapted.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into the highly reviewed book that we've read this week, Daniel, which was what?
We got Dogman.
Dogman.
International bestseller. Now a major motion picture by DreamWorks. By Dave Pilkey, creator of Cat Kid Comic Club.
And Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants.
Is it Dave or Dov? Did we look that up?
It's Dave.
It is Dave?
Colored by Jose Garibaldi.
Oh, I didn't know that was... A different colorist.
Yep.
Pretty cool. This is about what I expected. I've read Captain Underpants, though.
It did remind me of that, you know.
It does. It's basically that. I think they're in the same universe, too.
Something like that. As far as, like, the...
Well, they are, because it's the same two characters, I think.
Oh, the writers? Or whatever? Yeah,
the writers of the book.
Yeah, I was reading that. I'm like, who the fuck are George and Harold, you know? But yeah. I guess, like... It's like drawn that way because it's supposed to be like
the kids,
8-year-olds or whatever,
yeah,
that are drawing these comics.
Uh-huh.
And that took me a second to wrap my head around. I'm like, I wonder if he can draw better, you know, or if this is like the extent of like his.
Oh, you're wondering if Dave can draw better?
Dave can draw better.
I feel like he probably can.
Yeah, there's some stuff. I'm like, okay, surely he could draw that better or whatever.
Yeah.
Not that I expected this to have better artwork or whatever, but...
Right. I would be interested to see, like, what his biggest, like, piece that he's done is, or, like, the piece that he's spent, like, the most time doing. Because I think of most of these pages, he probably doesn't spend, like, a whole lot of time on. Definitely not, like, a full day.
One pass, like...
Yeah, for sure. Like, you probably get so good at drawing these,
probably does pages in ink.
I think he does, because there's a lot of word balloons... And like dialogue where he just like crosses shit out.
Yeah, just scribble out like a word.
And I wonder if that's planned to make it seem more like a kid drew it or if he just like actually fucked up and just went over it anyway.
Maybe a bit of both.
And I think it probably is a bit of both. So,
but he definitely capitalized on his drawing ability.
Totally.
And making it like as easy as possible.
Yeah.
You know, he's fucking coasting.
And he's just like, you know, this is what I'm known for now, which is easy to produce probably for him. So.
Yeah.
Might as well lean into it.
Hey, you know when Dogman was created? When this came out.
2002?
Wrong. 2016.
Holy shit, that's recent.
So that's like a maybe like a 9-year-old book.
Yeah,
it has like what 23,000 reviews on Amazon.
That's so or many.
On Comixology.
Yeah,
which is nuts.
That is nuts. When was Captain Underpants?
Before that.
Well, I know that. I was picking up Captain Underpants in the Scholastic Book Fair.
Yeah, dude, back in elementary school.
Yeah.
Captain Underpants, first appearance.
First appearance is funny.
The Adventures of Captain Underpants, 1997.
Dude, that's as old as me.
Yeah, so right around when he was finishing up Captain Underpants in 2015, he went and did this for a bit.
Mm.
And then...
So he did Captain Underpants for 18 years?
I guess so, yeah.
Wow. I mean, there's a lot of Captain Underpants books, but...
And also Super Diaper Baby. You remember that?
Oh, I do remember that. Wow. That's a core memory.
Yeah, dude. It was like the little black baby.
Yeah, the little black baby. I remember him. Yeah, I remember he was fun.
When I was like a kid, I'm like, where's Captain Underpants? Not this little kid, you know? This is for babies.
Did the wolf get him? This is for babies. I wonder if, like, he's been turned down. Like pitches.
Maybe. I feel like you gotta let him cook.
Yeah.
Because like he made Captain Underpants work.
Yeah.
You know?
Which probably, do you think he got away from that because it didn't age very well?
They had like a movie. And I think he just finished or whatever.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. You know, just wanted to do something else.
Yeah. Because I think like DreamWorks made like a Underpants movie. So,
yeah, they
which kind of just led to Dog Man.
Yeah, it had Kevin Hart in it.
Yeah.
And I think Kevin Hart's in Dog Man too.
He's not.
He's not?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Well, that sucks. Anyway, let's get into the book, Daniel.
Well, you don't think the guy in Dogman's going to do a good job? You need Kevin Hart in your project to like it?
Yeah. How am I supposed to know if it's good or not? That's why I watched Secret Life of Pets 2.
Yeah, you should. You know what you would love since Kevin Hart is in it? Night School.
Have you watched that?
Yeah, fucking sucks.
It didn't look great.
It was okay. I watched it in the theaters for some reason.
I think he definitely cashes a paycheck every once in a while.
For sure.
Like Borderlands. Yeah,
I think that's all he's doing right now. I don't remember the last like good thing he did.
Like Jumanji, maybe?
Maybe.
I think he is good in that. But other than that, do you know he's in superhero movie?
Oh, I remember him in like Epic Movie.
Is that the one with Drake Bell?
No, that's superhero movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's been around for a while.
Epic Movie was that like Narnia one.
Is in that one too?
Yeah.
Wow, he's just doing spoofs for a while. That's a genre that I'm glad hasn't come back, to be honest.
Well, I mean, they have like those haunted house movies that aren't that old. And then I think they're making another scary movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll probably watch that one.
Anyway, gotcha.
So it kind of starts with like a prologue to ease you into the story and to kind of explain what it is. But basically, George and Harold met in school and they used to make Dogman comics together just for funsies. And then they made Captain Underpants books and they had some fun adventures with that for a while. But then they rediscovered the Dogman books that they used to make as kids, even though they're still kids. And after a while, they decided they wanted to make more of Dogman, which are these stories that we're about to get into.
This is weird because they're like, oh, before Captain Underpants, there was Dogman created by these kids. I don't know if that's the case for Dave. To where like he like, is this his way of like telling us that?
Maybe.
Yeah, and then he's just coming back to it now. That he
why
like,
would he? Why would he go through the effort of doing all this? You know,
I don't know.
Because the kids could have just been like, let's make something else.
It's good to see like something like this, so that we know like the George and Harold stuff.
Yeah,
but
I like that George or Harold had an afro back in the day, like because that's supposed to be in the past.
Oh yeah,
I think it's George. That's pretty funny. And then it's funny that they mentioned that Captain Underpants had some ridiculously convoluted plot lines. I like that he's kind of making fun of himself a little bit.
Yeah.
Because that was part of this prologue.
I mean, you did it for 18 years, dude. You got to come up with something.
Yeah, you got to come up with some weird shit. So, but then we get into chapter one. So Officer Knight and Greg the dog go to defuse a bomb that was created by the evil Petey the cat to kill them because they're both pretty exceptional cops when they work together. But when the bomb explodes, Officer Knight and Greg the dog get surgery to put the dog's head on the man's body, making him the greatest cop ever. And Petey then creates a giant vacuum to kind of finish the job and kill Dogman once for all. But then that gets stopped. And then Dogman is like celebrated. And the way that they die, I think, is really funny. It's probably the best joke in the book because they're trying to like defuse the bomb and the officers like listening to a colorblind dog for like which colored wire to cut, and then he cuts the wrong one and they just fucking explode. I'm like, that's a good joke.
There's some like humor in this that kind of is funny in a way that is only funny to like adults, you know?
Yeah, I
like,
think so.
Because you're like, well, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
You're like, a bomb?
They just drops a bomb off to him and they're like, well, we got to defuse it right here, right now.
It's crazy like what concepts are just kind of played down when it's like in a kid's comic.
Yeah, dude.
Like bombs are scary.
Like this dog's head was sewn onto a man's corpse.
That man died.
That man's dead. There's no more. Like
his body worked, and they're like, "Hey, what if we do this?" And they're like, "Yeah,
That's a horror movie."
Then they kill the guy.
They chop off his head and put the dog's head on there. Like, if you think about that, it's a little fucked up, but kind of a fun idea for a kid's book, I guess. You know?
So yeah, I like the concept.
Me too. Something that he does in this book, I don't know if he does it a lot in Captain Underpants, but he does the flipperamas, which are like these little pages that you can flip back and forth and it looks like a really badly animated thing. He's pretty honest about it. But what I like is that for the digital version, which is what I'm reading, there's like a digital guide for how to do it.
It's a swiperama.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember this.
If there's like a, is there like a how it works page for yours?
It's just like a little thing.
So yeah, there's like a whole...
Is this the one where they're like cheering him?
Yeah, they're like cheering him and they like throw him up and down.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look as fun on mine, but...
Yeah, no.
But what's funny is that for the digital version of the book, they give you like two options. And he's like, if your device uses forward backward buttons, then you do this. Or if you have a swipe to turn button, then do this.
That's good.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's kind of cool.
He's prepared.
He's looking out for the iPad kids.
You're getting different content. Yeah.
Yeah, true. So, but that's pretty much the idea. I like that Petey the Cat whipped up like a vacuum like robot to go chase after the dog. I think it's pretty good.
Smart.
Is Winston scared of vacuums?
When it gets close to him, he's assigned to it.
Kila does not fuck with it whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing that she hasn't touched before and it makes a loud noise. So she's like, no, thank you.
Yeah. So the chief gets really mad at the cop and the dog because like they're sleeping on his couch, his new couch.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're the worst cops ever. I'm like, the worst?
That's a little harsh.
Like, surely he knows about other cops.
Yeah.
There's worse out there for sure.
Yeah, let him take a load off.
So the doctor that was like trying to like save them after the bomb went off, they were like, he was like emotionally like invested. And I just thought that was weird because he was like crying. He's like, he's not going to make it or whatever.
I'm like, dude, this is your job.
I'm like, this is not what doctors do. They're just trying to move on. And then like a nurse like suggests like experimental surgery.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if you're qualified for that.
And they're like, yeah, good idea.
Thank you, nurse. That's a great idea. Let me just do that real quick.
I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah. I never realized that there's like little stitches on Dogman's like neck.
Is there? Oh, yeah, I guess so.
And it's like his head being sewn onto the body. And I always thought that was like weird facial hair or something. But no, it's like those are the stitches.
Yeah.
And they stay in, I guess. So that would be even weirder to see in person. Also, Officer Knight is like pretty chill about the surgery and he's like, yeah, I don't want to have like my dying head on my body, so might as well just do the switch. So at least he consented, I guess.
Yeah, to being murdered.
Yeah.
There's a funny joke where, is it Petey the Cat, is that his name?
Petey, yeah.
Petey is on his vacuum monster machine. He says, let's get ready to Roomba.
Yeah, well, that's
like
a weaker joke.
I'm like, that's a good one.
That's not a Roomba, that's a vacuum.
Started out strong.
Yeah. I like that he put eyes on it.
That helps. Yeah. And like teeth.
And teeth, yeah.
Like that's not even how like a vacuum works.
I didn't even think about that. Vacuums don't just eat shit.
Yeah, it sucks from like the bottom or whatever.
Damn. But yeah, solid. Chapter two. So the chief of police is in hot water with the mayor when Petey the Cat uses invisible spray to escape prison. So the mayor replaces the chief with a robo chief. He's like this big robot guy. Dogman finds out that the mayor is working with the evil Dr. Scum, who built the robot initially. The robo chief is doing all this evil stuff and kind of encroaching on Petey's territory. So he tries to take back his territory while invisible, and he tricks the robo chief into blowing himself up with like a little, like with little rockets that the robo chief can shoot out, I guess. And then Dogman stops Petey and exposes the corrupt mayor with a video of her and Dr. Scum colluding, and then the chief gets his job back.
Yeah, they had the casting to a TV like option.
Yeah.
Because Dogman's got a phone. He's got a smartphone.
Yeah, he's got a smartphone. He knows how to use it. Do you think his like paw print works? Does he have to put his whole fucking paw on the thing to work? Or do you think he has face recognition?
Probably face recognition. I mean, like dogs have like little like thumbprints, it seems like.
Can they be tracked? To like,
dude, what if you set up your phone to like have like the thumbprint?
I wonder if it would work.
But for your dog, yeah. Then you just can't get in your phone.
Would the facial recognition work on the dog?
Surely not.
Probably not, right?
But I think like the thumbprint's closer.
Yeah, probably.
The chief, he's like, you know, starting his day. He goes to the police precinct.
Yep.
And it's a building that's just cops on it.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
How are people supposed to know where to go?
This is a very progressive book, Nathan. There's a female mayor.
Yep.
You know, diversity. Turns out she's evil.
Yeah, it turns out she's corrupt. So,
yeah.
I like when the mayor goes to Dr. Scum and she's like, so Dr. Scum, how's the evil robot coming along? And he's just like, pretty good.
Yeah, he's like, pretty good.
Yeah. Like, that's not a very scientific thing to say.
That is really funny to me.
It was good to me too. It was just like, I don't know.
This book has like early allegories of AI.
Dude, yeah.
You know, it's like, chief, you better shape up or I'll replace you with a robot.
I know. There's a lot in this book actually that's kind of relevant.
I mean, it's not that old. If it was like 2002, I'd be more impressed by it, but it's really not that old.
Something that I was impressed by with this book that I don't think children would really make the time for is when the chief is sad about losing his job and the Dogman goes to console him. And then the chief, who normally hates Dogman for sitting on his couch, like gives him a little hug and it's this nice moment.
You know what I don't like about that page?
What?
The walls keep changing color.
That's an interesting creative choice.
I'm like, is that
Well, no, I think it's just like the aura, you know, because he's like sad and it's blue and then he notices something happened and he's angry.
I guess it does work that way.
It does. Because it's supposed to be nice, you know.
But like.
But walls change constantly.
Do you think the walls are going to change in the movie?
That'd be trippy.
Like every time it's like a different angle, it looks like different color walls.
It looked like it was the kind of animation style that would lend itself to doing that. So yeah, probably it might. But I think it's kind of nice that there's like these like little moments that are like kind of wholesome, you know?
Yeah.
So I also like the logic of a robot shooting a rocket into like a slide and then it just kind of goes up the slide and comes out the other end and hits him.
Yeah. It's like a windy slide or whatever. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So PD, the cat, he gets a package in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically cat jail.
Yep. They get packages, I guess.
Yep.
So that's good for them. Invisible spray.
There's invisible spray. I feel like that reminded me of like the SpongeBob episode.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember what happens, but I just remember like
doesn't he like erase himself or something? I can't remember.
So Nathan, the mayor wants like crime to go up.
Yeah.
And so there's all these crime stores.
Uh huh.
There's like Tim's burglar supplies.
Yep.
And counterfeits.
Counterfeits is the best one.
Fake money. Nathan, there's illegal stuff for sale. What do you buy at illegal stuff for sale?
The guns.
You think they got crack there?
Crack, probably. That's a good one.
Maybe yeah. Like they got AKs in there.
Maybe like fake license plates. Yeah. You could do like.
I just thought that was funny. I just like thought about that for a long time.
Yeah.
Like things that just wouldn't be in this book.
Maybe just like food without any nutritional information on them.
Yeah. There's like fake passports and stuff.
Yeah. Fake passports. That'd be good. I thought counterfeits was going to be like a gym or something. But.
That'd be kind of funny.
That would be funny. And then it's just fake money. But yeah, there's like a whole town. They capitalize on the situation pretty quick. You know, there's a lot of infrastructure that was blown up pretty fast. Unless they just took over existing buildings. But
yeah.
I think you could do a little bit better on the building drawings.
You know,
put a window.
There is a window.
I guess there is.
So what I thought was interesting that I don't really see in other comics that much is like the Robo Chief was like trying to fight like Petey the cat.
Yeah.
And so like basically the Dogman villains are fighting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't the Batman villains ever fight? I'm sure they do, but they do. I feel like they don't a lot.
They don't a lot. Yeah.
They're always kind of like on the same page.
I think in Gotham, there's like sometimes it's like a Gotham where there's like Penguin territory and Two-Face territory and Joker territory, you know?
Yeah.
And they don't like fuck with each other. The only notable time I remember that happening is like the Tom King Joker Riddler war.
Oh, that's so true. Okay.
But that's the only time I can really
think. Tom King probably read Dogman and thought of that idea. Like,
who's the Robo Chief and Petey the Cat?
They actually just like reprinted that story and he made like a big deal about it.
It was all right.
I remember liking it and it being like kind of a top three trade of his run.
I remember liking it at the time, but I don't remember anything about it.
It was long.
It is long. It's like
10 issues, I think.
I think even longer. I think it's a full like 12.
Maybe. I thought that...
That's where Kite Man came in, though.
I think Kite Man was like kind of sprinkled about, but that was like his bigger...
That was his big one.
...part.
Now he's got an HBO show.
They need a Kite Man trade.
That'd be cool.
Just like all of his appearances and shit.
It'd be just like the most random issues. That'd be kind of funny. Fine. But yeah, anything else on this one?
Yeah.
Oh, I like some of the lettering for like explosions.
Like a blammo?
One of them's LaBeouf.
Yeah, what was that about?
Maybe he likes Shia. I don't know.
So that is how you spell LaBeouf for like Shia. I also like Googled LaBeouf and I thought it was like French or something.
Like LaBeouf.
When you swap the E and the O, like LaBeouf, it spells, it means like the beef. And I'm like, they the beef.
Oh my God. It's coming back.
Yeah. Robo Chief, he just wants the beef.
He does. And but
anyway, yeah. Chapter three.
Petey escapes jail again. He like is in jail and he gets like a fat dude to just jump on the seesaw and it launches him out. Then he gets upset that Dogman is so smart. And so he makes a device called the Word Begone 2000, which erases all the books in the world and everyone becomes really dumb and the world can't function.
That's what Tennessee is trying to do.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of really poignant themes in here.
Yeah,
if you erase all the books, we're going to get really dumb.
It's bizarre.
It's kind of bizarre. This dude's based. So Dogman, who's now also dumb, stumbles into Petey's hideout where there are like some regular books there and he reads them. He gets smart again and then he shares the books with everyone. And he eventually uses the Word Begone 2000 to reverse all the books getting erased. And then Petey is in jail again by the end. What is interesting about this one is this has a lot of room for just like random jokes. It's just jokes about people being dumb. And definitely the most disgusting joke in here is that someone pooped in the chief's office and some dude picked it up and went to show him, like, someone pooped in your office. And he's like, why'd you pick it up? And he's like, I don't want to step on it. So he just like picked it up. And I'm like, ew. Dude. And then they like high five like the poop hand. And I'm like, dude, come on.
I'm like, there's a shit high five in this?
I did not expect that.
This is some like Adult Swim shit. Like random shit happening.
The joke that I didn't want to step on it kind of is enough for that to kind of land with me. And then they high five and I'm like, we've taken it too far.
Yeah. There's an homage to Snoopy when he like goes to see.
I guess I didn't even notice
that. He goes to find Dogman. He's like busy reading. He's on top of his doghouse.
His doghouse, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the best joke in here is when Petey tries to buy 12 donuts and the lady that's working there is like, we only sell by the dozen.
Yeah.
That made me laugh.
He's like, give me a dozen. He's like, we only have 18 left.
She's like, well, fuck, give me that.
I'm like, damn, that's a lot of donuts.
He also goes to like a gas station and he tells the people there like, fill it up with gas, and then just like fill in the inside of the car with gas, not like not in the tank.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that one's fine.
There's an epilogue and they look at the security footage to see who shit in the chief's office,
and it was Dogman.
And it was Dogman. Yeah. And Dogman was like looking for who it was
because he's dumb at this point, so he didn't know who it was.
Yeah, I'm like, what a twist.
Yeah, that was,
I never suspected him for a second.
Shyamalan twist right there.
Yeah, I know. It was Dogman all along.
And he's like, oh fuck, I forgot.
He's trying to cover up his own crime.
Yeah. It was almost a perfect crime. There's a triple flipperama in here, so like one after the other after the other.
Oh, there's like, it's not like three pages, it's like there's three images.
Yeah, there's three different ones that happen. So I'm like, okay, he must have really been trying to fill out these pages.
Yeah, sometimes you'll get just like a couple burners.
Mm-hmm.
But so chapter four. I like this cover.
Yeah, this is like the Star Wars homage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Petey uses living spray to make his jail hot dog food come to life and help break him out of prison. But while Petey uses a dog whistle to round up all the dogs into a crusher cage, but the living hot dog meanwhile makes hundreds more of like living hot dogs to make an army. He even gets this giant statue of a Philly cheesesteak to come to life, and so he's got this whole army of hot dogs and this big statue cheesesteak thing. Dogman gets the big cheesesteak to break open the cage when he's annoying him by like throwing bones at him. And then Dogman eats the main hot dog leader. An explosion happens to the living spray, which shoots Petey back to prison and then Dogman back into the police chief's couch. And that's pretty much how it ends.
I thought him eating him was so funny because I did not think of that as like a solution.
Yeah.
You know?
Because like this guy's a villain now. He wanted to like take over everything because he didn't want his hot dogs to be eaten.
And so Dogman's like, I think murder.
Yeah, let me just eat him. And then let's have a hot dog genocide where all the dogs that are already there eat all the hot dogs. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
When Petey like turns the hot dog alive at first, the hot dog's like, let's be friends. And Petey's like, let's not.
Yeah. He's like, funny. No, thank you. I like the cheese steak statue dude. Like his face is like kind of cartoony. It's got that like retro cartoony vibe to it, like Cuphead type stuff. Because like his eyes are like pretty fun. I like that. But he definitely looks like a taco, right? Like I don't really know.
He definitely looks
any...
like more of a taco for sure.
Because cheesesteaks.
They said, well, the guy, well, he thought it was a gyro.
I could see a gyro.
I'm like, gyro makes sense because that's just a big like Greek taco kind of thing.
Yeah. It's like a tortilla type thing folded. So that would make that shape. But I've never seen a cheesesteak look like this. So I'm kind of confused by that.
Yeah. When the hot dogs were attacking everything, like there's like a news broadcast. And it's like, we interrupt this comic for breaking news.
I love that bit.
That was really weird.
I feel like more comics should do that.
Yeah.
We interrupt this comic for some breaking news.
I really like the six panel grid. I think that's the way to go.
It's just so nice.
I think that could work on like normal pages, you know, like you'd have a lot of room, you know.
Yeah, you still get art. There's a lot of room to get stuff done, for sure. And it doesn't feel like too much, because sometimes a 9-panel grid can feel like a lot.
Imagine Watchmen in a 6-panel, you know?
Yeah, that would flow like a lot better.
It'd be like twice as long.
Even if it was bigger, like longer, I would feel better about reading it, I think.
Probably, because you'd be like, oh, this one is paced really well.
I guess it would be just like 33% longer, but...
Yeah. How long is it? Like 250 or something?
I don't know.
I know, it's long as fuck, I think. It's a thick book.
It is thick. I don't know how long, though. If there's an over under 300 pages, I'd say it's just below that.
I'd say over.
Of story.
449, dude.
No, that's got to be a lot of back matter and shit.
What? Dude, have you seen it?
Yeah, I've read it. Episode like 50.
Physically?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They made it into a compact comic, Daniel. That's ain't no damn 450 pages in a DC Essentials compact comic. Does it have page numbers on the actual pages?
Yeah.
Okay, go to the end. Take me to the squid.
You want to see the squid?
Well, how many page numbers are at, like at the end without back matter?
So 414.
Oh shit.
Yeah, like when Rorschach's journal is like at the news place.
Spoilers.
414.
Damn, that is a lot of book.
That's a lot of look how thick that is, dude.
I mean, it's thick, but it's also like
and it's the fucking newsprint.
Dude, you could buy that shit for $10.
It's thinner. Doesn't mean it's gonna be short. That's because they're... you can get the small one for $10, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How do they fit 414 pages into that?
They just make it that thick.
I don't think it is that thick.
I can't believe we pulled out Watchmen on the Dogman episode.
These are two of some of the most highly rated books of all time.
But Watchmen only has 10,000 reviews on Comixology.
Dude, Dogman gaps.
Dogman bodies Watchmen.
It mogs Watchmen by over double. That's crazy.
Man, Alan Moore is like fucking
he's punching the air. That is wild.
Imagine just being on top of the world, like, you know, comics wise for like 40 years,
and then
just get dunked on by Dogman.
And maybe that's why he's so angry about comics now. He's like, fucking Dogman,
it's all Dogman.
Dave Pilkey,
you think Alan Moore's read Dogman?
No.
No, sure. Not even out of like spite.
Even if he had kids, which I don't even know if he does.
Didn't have time for kids. He's too busy like
writing novels,
casting spells and shit.
Yeah. Worshipping snakes, I think.
Yeah.
No, he definitely has not read Dogman. I'd bet money on that.
Probably, yeah.
Cool. That's the book then. So let's get into some back matter matters.
Back matter matters.
And we got some good back matter in this.
Some good value here.
I like how to draw like things, progression.
Do you want to draw a Dogman?
I don't think it'd be that hard, but I definitely know how to now. I'm surprised that there's
Should we 20... do a competition, dude?
See that would be so fun.
Yeah, I got a little note sketch pad there.
Okay, let's do that real quick. I didn't think that there'd be 25 different steps. And he does... Dude, these steps don't even include the legs.
Go to the next page.
Oh, okay, 28 steps. I guess I could draw on my touchscreen. I would prefer paper. Okay. Kind of a paper kind of artist. Does the pencil have an eraser?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go pencil.
No erasing.
I might fuck up though.
No erasing.
You gotta scribble it out like Dave Pilkey.
Yeah, true. True Dave Pilkey style. Give me the pens. Is it sharpened?
It's sharp enough.
Okay, cool. Should we have a time limit or?
No. This is good radio right here.
Ooh, I fucked up.
You got a read-through.
Nope, I'm not using it.
Wow. These are really good instructions.
Yeah, they are. I'm still fucking them up, but good instructions. Remember those Chip Zdarsky How to Draw variants?
I think so. What was it on?
He would do like Daredevil and Spider-Man and Howard the Duck and shit, and he'd like make jokes inside of them. Dude, I know yours is going to be better because I fucked up the shape of the head. All right, I'm done.
Did you just sign it?
Yeah, I did.
All right, and then show it to the camera.
Boom! I did fuck up the head.
Dude, that looks like a sub.
It looks like a bird head or something. Look at that.
Good job.
That's good. Let me see yours.
All right.
Yeah, yours is way better. You colored in a little bit too. That's good.
Yeah, you got the pants.
I think, to be fair, I think you did also kind of fuck up the head a little bit. I think the snoot for both of ours is a little bit too thick.
You know, I think the snoot. Snoot. I mean, that's how it is in like the. I feel like I'm not that off as far as like the how-to drawing.
Yeah.
But when you compare it to like the cover, then it's like we're so off.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah. Well, he didn't draw like that in the cover. He changed up his style a little bit.
Anyway, good fun.
Well, I guess we should compare it to the. I mean, you'll probably show it, but
yeah,
that's what the end product's supposed to look like. So that's in the back matter. Pretty fun. You can learn how to draw Dogman. I don't see that in no damn Spider-Man book.
I know.
There's also a tutorial for Petey and then for Philly, the cheesesteak man, with a bunch of different expressions for each one.
That was an interesting addition. He's in one issue.
Yeah, I know. And then there's also a how to draw for Invisible Petey, which is a pretty funny joke, too.
Easy steps.
Yeah. And then there is about the author illustrator and about the colorist. So a little bit about Dave and his colorist, Jose. And then there's like a backup story. I don't think it's only like a couple pages though. That's kind of just referencing the next book. So pretty fun. Good back matter.
Yeah, good stuff.
Some of the most unique. I'm putting that on the fridge.
And what level, what like reading level do you think this is for? Like what age?
Is there like an official one?
Probably, but I'm just asking you what you think.
Probably like second grade.
So like 8?
Probably. I don't know,
man. I think like a 5-year-old could probably read this.
Probably. I mean, some of them, there's like some words where I'm like, that's a big word for a kid, I guess. Like convoluted or something like that.
Was convoluted in this?
Yeah. This is when he was talking about his Captain Underman or Captain Underpants.
Yeah.
Like storylines and how they're convoluted and stuff.
So, I don't know. When do you learn to read?
I don't know. I don't remember. I could read my whole damn life.
Woke up reading.
Out the womb. I could read. No, I don't know. I don't know when you read.
You're reading.
But I know that there are books that are like third grade level. I think this is like about the same as Dr. Seuss, I would say.
No, I think this is a bit higher. Because Dr. Seuss's are like 30 pages.
Yeah, but he's also like making up words. So you have to like figure out what that means, you know? With like context clues. So.
That's fair.
But I think this would be a good. I mean, a lot of the reviews are like, this is how my kid learned how to read. So.
Wow, yeah. I bought the hardcover, you know, for the kiddo.
Did you find it at the grocery store or something? Because I feel like that's where I see Dogman the most.
Probably would. I bought it at the comic shop.
Drew's
the man, you know, always keeping the classics on deck.
Do you think he's read this?
Do I think Drew's read this? I'll ask him. But like, I don't think so.
If you're going to recommend.
He's got like 2 kids that are like young.
Oh, so probably potentially read comics with him.
He had a son first, I think. And so I think he's probably old enough by now. Because I think he's got to be, I want to say it was like before the pandemic he was born or something.
Really?
Oh, wow. Or maybe during.
So you've been his customer longer than he's had his kid?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I've been going there like almost like, I've been reading comics for almost like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been going there. Like, I guess I bought my like first 8 comics there.
Yeah, true.
But I wasn't like a regular, you know?
Yeah. Fair enough.
When did that other place, was that when we were in college?
That was when we were in college, yeah. It was like my first year in college. It was like.
It shut down the first year you were in college?
I think so. First year. Yeah, because I still had my other major at the time, which was biomedical engineering. So, and then I think I switched after it had closed. So it was like a good year.
I don't remember what classes I was going to where I'd go to the shop after.
I had classes that were like almost like a 2-minute walk from where the comic shop was.
Yeah.
And that was like the science side of the campus, I think.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
good stuff. What would you rate this book, Daniel?
Shit. I would give it a hot dog, Nathan. A hot dog from the movies.
Nice.
All beef frank.
I'll be frank, okay.
With the relish and mustard, because I had one of those on Monday for dinner, and it was really good.
Nice. I give this Kilala's dog food that I feed her. but when I want to treat her a little bit, and I like put some egg in there,
like,
or something.
Like farmer's dog?
Yeah, sometimes I'll put blueberries in there, because dogs can have those, and she likes blueberries.
They can?
Yeah. It's good for them, I think.
I didn't know that.
So yeah, it's like dog food, but like when I want to make it special for her, it's like a weekend, we're all making a big breakfast, you know.
I just can't wait to a little bit more food.
Yeah, so that's what I read this. It's a fun time.
Nice. Yeah, I was worried that reading it I would feel stupid, you know, like I'd be like, this is like I wouldn't like be engaged, or like I would think it was like too kiddish,
like too brain rot or something.
Not like brain rot, but like just not like just too easy of a story, you know?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of nuance
then
here.
Then I realize I don't have like that.
You don't have a
sophistication
floor.
When it comes to that much sophistication when it comes to plot points.
Yeah, fair enough. I think there's enough like nuance there to where
like, wow, there's corruption in the government.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's kind of interesting to think about. Or it's like, where's fucking invisible spray come from?
Yeah,
who delivered that to him?
Yeah,
you know. So I think there's enough there where it'd be like, I think he tries to make it fun enough for parents to read with their kids, you know, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
And I think he nails that.
Yeah. I won't like resent rereading this. Yeah. I don't think.
Do you think you will reread it with your kid?
Yeah. I think I got a couple years to like forget what happened, you know?
Yeah, true.
Before I get to that point.
Are you going to read a bunch of comics with your kid if they like it?
Yeah, definitely.
What if they don't like it?
I mean, I'll make them.
Okay. All right.
I'm definitely interested in like looking more into like kids comics and what's out there. I haven't really looked at like that shelf at the shop, but there's a couple that would be popular on the old Comixology that would pop up, and I'm like, oh, that's for kids, but it's got a lot of reviews or whatever.
Yeah,
like Smile or something. This one called like Smile, not like the or Smiley, something like that.
That sounds worse than the movie.
Let me look at that. Gets this like, yeah, it's just called Smile. 19,000 reviews.
Damn, that's just under Dogman.
Oh, dude. So there's Smile, and I think there's a sequel or whatever by Raina Telgemeier.
Okay.
Smile has 19,000. Another one called Sisters has 19,000.
Damn.
There's one called Guts, which is...
These all sound kind of scary. I'm not going to lie.
18,000 on that one. Oh, Eisner Award. It's got the Eisner like stamp on it. Have you
that
seen
looks
that?
Scary.
What do you mean? It's just like a smiley face with braces.
Yeah. What the hell are you smiling about? You got braces, loser.
Yeah. 200-something pages.
Okay. Well, there's some good stuff in there.
It's a graphic memoir based on her childhood.
Whoa.
I'm excited for him to just like something, and then I can kind of just like go in on that. You know, if he's into Dogman, I'll buy all the Dogmans.
What if he's into like something super sick, like Godzilla or something?
He just loves monsters.
And you're like, I'm getting all this for him.
Watch him like Power Rangers or something.
That'd be cool.
And you just know everything about Power Rangers.
you get them all the Dan Mora comics.
Yeah, dude, we're going in.
That'd be sweet.
All the dark shit too, like that's like for adults, you know.
Yeah, those Power Rangers cartoons were really campy. Or not cartoons, the show.
Shows. Yeah.
Anyway,
can't wait for the crossovers, you know.
Yeah.
Where it's like all the generations.
That'd be cool. But let's get into the poll list. Colin,
shove in your box.
The poll list, what did you shove in your box?
What did you get this week, Daniel?
So, Metamorpho 2 is coming out. I wrote that down.
Cool.
But then I read Metamorpho number one, and not going to get the second one.
You didn't like it?
It's like fine.
Mm.
But like, it's not like... There wasn't anything like interesting about it, I guess. There was nothing where it seemed like a modern story or something like that, or something interesting. You know how like I was kind of expecting like almost Plastic Man-esque, not like a horror story, but like something different with this character.
Got it.
It just seemed like kind of a very basic by the books, like solo series.
in a way, like, what's the tone of it?
It's lighthearted.
Does it feel like an Allred book or something?
No, it feels like a book that, like, the writing feels like it came from, like, the 80s in a way, you know, where it's just very straightforward.
It's like Golden Age or Silver Age.
There's Metamorpho, there's a villain, they stop him, you know? I read this last night, and I'm very fuzzy on it, even. And so the covers are cool. I didn't get the variant by...
Was it Doc?
No, it was a variant by the Precious Metal dude.
The what?
The dude from Precious Metal.
Oh, Precious Metal.
Or Metals.
You made me blank on his name because you can't think of it. Doesn't it also start with a D?
I thought it started with like an I or something.
Oh, Ian Bertram.
Ian Bertram. If I got that, I would like the book more probably, but I just got the normal one. Okay. Like it was like Steve Lieber on art, and his art was good.
He's great.
It's not as good as like One Star Squadron for some reason. It's not like as clean as that was, because that seemed like... It was like slice of life-esque, so it didn't seem like as... It wasn't as much action necessarily.
Right.
But anyway, not getting number two.
Okay.
I wrote down Helverine number two.
I thought that came out a while ago.
So I got the number one that came out last year in like August or something.
Yeah.
But
I think this
turns out that this is like the second run of Helverine.
Yeah, I think this is an ongoing
and
now.
That number two came out.
So you just bought the number one and then a different series number two?
I did not buy the different series number two.
Oh, okay.
But I know that was coming out.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And I wrote it down. But Black Hammer Spiral City number three is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't caught up on Black Hammer. I'm on the last arc before that, like Black Hammer the End.
Yeah. Did you read Spiral City at all?
No, because that's like...
I have the first issue, but I haven't read it.
That's Spiral City?
Yeah.
Why? You're so behind.
I thought it was something different.
You didn't watch Age of Doom. Did you read it? Spiral City?
No.
You might be able to pick it up from there, but there's just
if he's
like,
making a damn number one, it better be a damn number one I could read.
No, it's a Dark Horse thing. They just like every like 12 issues, they'll restart it, the numbering.
Fine.
You know? You have to read Age of Doom and then Reborn and then like...
I will.
And then the end.
It sounds fun.
It's so good.
I
it
know.
Is so good, Nathan.
I know. I should buy it.
Oh my god. We should just read all of them, you know.
I'm down.
Just to catch you up.
You think I won't.
Black Hair Month.
That would be great. Yeah, we actually could. I mean, they'd all be like 12 issues, but that's lengthy. But
no, it's like a good 12.
Good 12.
Good 12. It's just one of those bad boys.
Just one of those a week.
Yeah.
Is that second big one, Age of Doom?
Yeah.
Cool. Those look so nice too.
Oh, it's like my favorite thing on the shelf.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you read anything? Did you read your seven books, Nathan?
I'm down one because I had car issues today. I was going to read them on lunch.
Ah!
But I read Aliens versus Avengers number two.
Oh.
It's like a lot better than like the first issue, I think.
Really?
Well, like the first issue is really good, but it's also really confusing. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And the second issue is more what I thought it was going to be, where it's just like old heroes fighting aliens and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a big dilemma that happens and Tony Stark has to make like a really fucked up decision. And then he just does the fucked up decision. And I'm like, that's dark.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cool.
Also, gotta do what you gotta do.
Hickman's like spitting in this a little bit. There's like characters will just like say random things. And I'm like, that is cool just to hear or just to like read, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like it'll be like little one liners that someone could have tattooed on them. And I'd be like, that's cool.
Wow.
So I'm like, good for him.
He got some quotes
and
coming.
And he's not confusing me. So
that's good.
That's good.
I like that he's like writing this book like the way it like should be written, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely like the high sci-fi sort of ideas that are in there. Like the kind of ideas that still kind of confuse me when I watch the Alien movies or like the prequel movies.
Yeah.
What is that one called?
Prometheus?
Prometheus, yeah. Like some of those where I'm like, this is like deep, heavy, like sci-fi stuff. It feels like that.
That's
is translating
cool.
into comics pretty well.
So. Yeah, not just like, we gotta kill him or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, oh wow, Xenomorph.
Nice, nice. Stop.
Yeah, it's not just that. So, and then I also read Uncanny X-Men 3 and 4 from Gail Simone and David Marquez.
Wasn't Ryan Stegman on that?
No, he's doing regular X-Men.
Oh,
this
right.
is Uncanny X-Men.
Who's doing art? Say that again.
David Marquez. So you know him from that Tom King Batman one?
Tom King Batman one?
The one with like all the villains. I only read one issue.
Oh.
What was that one called? I forget.
The Clockwork?
I think so.
Or Time Clock?
Time Clock.
Batman Time Clock, yes.
Batman Time Clock, yeah. So that same artist, but he fucking crushes it on X-Men, let me tell you. So I'm going to read one more just to see if I like where I think it's going. Because I was really into it first and second issue, and then third and fourth. I'm like, we're not really doing a whole lot here. So I'm going to read the finale of it.
Killing time.
That's what it is. Killing clock time.
Dead clock.
Yeah. Yeah. So he does really great art on that. So it's pretty cool.
Nice.
But I'm going to read the fifth issue and see if I want to continue with it.
Yeah, his art's kick ass.
It's so good. He does a lot of stuff with Bendis, like early Marvel stuff.
Did he do some Daredevil with him?
He did some Daredevil with somebody, I believe.
Maybe it was like
Avengers. Defenders with Bendis, which had Daredevil in it. It was like the Netflix Defenders.
The more recent one?
I think there's a more recent one than the Dave Marquez, Brian Bendis one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the Netflix.
It's that lineup.
Yeah, that lineup.
Is it the one that came out with the show kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then I read Ultimate X-Men number 8. And then I've started catching up on Green Lantern. So that's going to be probably my 7 issues next week. But it's good, dude. I'm like, oh, shit. I had to reread
issue. Thank God I've been collecting this.
I reread issue 10. So it'll be like, it was like the second time I read it just to remember where everything was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is cool. But Daniel, what's weird is that there's a random character named Nathan in this one, too. So it's like the third week in a row where that's happened to me.
There's a lot of Nathans.
I know. And this one's a fucking scumbag trying to take Carol Danvers away from Hal Jordan.
Wow.
Well, I mean, they were dating initially and then Hal kind of homewrecked what they were doing. But his name's Nathan, too.
Yeah.
There's a scene where they're about to get married in Vegas and they go to a Superman like themed chapel.
That's funny.
It's called like the Chapel of Solitude. and like the officiant is like dressed as Superman. I think it's really funny.
That's funny.
But yeah, it's like good. And the artist Zermanico, it's like Beyonce, it's just one word.
Oh,
so good.
That's cool.
He's really good. It feels like a premium sort of comic, so I think it's fun.
I think the way to hit that 7 like issue goal is just to kind of catch up on one series rather than a bunch of like,
it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah,
because my brain doesn't remember a whole lot of things.
I know, it's strange.
Even
like,
just going back,
I'm like, I just read this. How do I not remember what happened?
Yeah, even just going back to Ultimate X-Men, which isn't like a super complicated story. There's just like names that are hard to remember.
It's I'm not nice used to those have names. Those back to back for sure.
Yeah. So
is that all of them?
Those are everything I read. What'd you read?
So I read Public Domain 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the first arc.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Good. It's great stuff. He makes like such a like simple concept, I feel like, well, I guess not that simple, but like super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I like reading it. It's like a slice of life thing, you know, and it just like, there's not like much action in it or anything like that. It's just kind of people talking and stuff. And it's really well done.
Mm-hmm.
So I will want to catch up on that. I think only 10 are out and I have all of them. There's also like the Domain book.
Yeah.
So there's that as well. So I hope it just keeps coming out.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
I think that was his plan to just like keep doing that. But
well, you can get him to sign him. He's coming to Comic-Con.
That's good stuff.
That's probably the book that
it's gonna be like my most expensive booth probably. If like, because I think like they have to have like charge for signatures.
I'll pay whatever he's charging.
Yeah. And then I read Saga number 67, 68, and 69.
That's a book I need to catch up on.
Yeah, dude.
I've been picking it up since 55 or whatever. And I haven't read a single one, but I have them.
Because 71 is like the latest one, so you're like 15 behind.
That's 2 weeks.
Yeah. And you can just like write them down for the next week. You know?
And Saga's the best to binge, I feel like.
It's a great binge.
It's one of the best binge books.
I think it's best to binge like in the arcs. You know, mm-hmm. like reading them in trade is really good. I think is the best way to
do you have read the that. Physical book?
The physical like compendium?
Just any of the books?
Yeah.
Can I borrow it?
What do you mean?
Like, I think I'm going to try and get Sophie to read it because she deleted TikTok when it was banned and now she can't re-download it. And I think she's a little bored.
Like this one?
Yeah.
Wait, she can't re-download TikTok?
I guess not.
Oh.
It's not like on the App Store, I guess. Because I think it's technically not fully unbanned yet. You know what got fucking banned? Here's some news.
Red Note?
Marvel Snap got banned. It's by
I saw that.
Dude, it's the same company. The game that publishes Marvel Snap is owned by ByteDance. And so randomly it just got banned. Parker texted me. He was like, Marvel Snap got banned. And I'm like, dude, what the I was actually crashing out to Sophie. I was like, I can't believe this happened.
I wonder what Brian's doing.
I think he's more into the Pokemon card game now. On your phone.
Yeah.
But I was like literally four good games away from the highest rank in the game.
Wow.
Which I've gotten the last two seasons in a row, but I was like, it's been a real struggle this season. So I was really grinding it and I was four good games away and fuck, man, it's back now and I'm not any closer to getting the highest rank, but
damn.
So
yeah, everyone's been playing while you were gone.
Yeah, I guess so.
I saw like Mitch Gerrard's post that it got
banned. He does play. I forgot about
he's like what am I supposed to do when I'm shitting?
Dude, it's such a good shitting game, dude. Whenever game's like 3 minutes, I could. There's a lot of games I'm getting done, let me tell you.
Anyway. What'd you watch, Nathan?
I watched the movie Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance Most Foul.
Oh my God, I'll watch it. I tried to get Sarah to watch it like three different times.
Dude, it's so good.
I heard it fucking bangs.
It's so, so good.
Don't tell me anything about it.
I won't. I'll
watch it and then we'll talk about it.
When like... It ended and I was impressed. I knew it was going to be good. But like some of the things that they do in this, I'm like, why am I so invested?
Because it's good shit.
It is good shit. So it fucking rules.
I got nominated at like Golden Globes. I'm like, watch it be in the Oscars, you know?
I do it better. It's like so good at what it is, you know?
Yeah.
I hope it's not the last one because I know the clay shit is a thing.
Surely they'll find a way.
I feel like they'll probably have a good way to figure it out.
I'm like, I guess you can't just reuse the same models because maybe it'll dry out or something.
Yeah. But I was watching it with a group of friends. It's so fun to watch that way.
Nice.
And there's a lot of jokes in there that I think specifically you would like belly laugh at type shit. So
nice.
It's fun. Also, it's just fun watching a movie where everybody has like an accent because they're British.
Yeah.
It's like a British movie. So I think that's fun. So I won't say anything about that. When you watch it, let me know. And then I also watched in theaters a rescreening of the movie Seven.
Yeah.
I'd never seen that movie before. I didn't tell anybody that I haven't seen it before because everybody's seen it. But now I've seen it, so now I don't have to hide that fact.
I watched it, but I wasn't really paying attention to it when I was watching it. So
it rules. I mean, I understood like everything that happened in the movie.
Yeah.
So I know that I knew like the box part and then Kevin Spacey and all that shit.
I feel like I see that clip like all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I knew what it was kind of like leading up to, but it still bangs.
Yeah.
Like there's so much sauce in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's super cool. I think every sort of buddy cop sort of noir thing since then has just tried to be a fraction as good as what that movie is. Mm-hmm. Cause it's so compelling. And Brad Pitt's actually really funny in it, even though it's not a funny movie. Just like the things that he says, there's a lot of F slurs, but that's just cause it's 30 years old. But
right.
Just like, the way that he acts and his mannerisms are just like actually pretty comedic. So for how dark of a movie it is, it's actually kind of funny.
What was strange is like this weekend, Mom like recommended it to like Sarah.
Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
And I know that she hasn't seen it.
She'd probably like it.
Probably. My selling point was like, oh, it's the same people who did like Mindhunters or the same dude. And she's like, oh, cool. Because like I also made her watch that.
Oh, okay.
And then it just so happened to be like the 30th anniversary of it.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. It's good in a movie setting. Apparently, people think it's like really dark to like watch on like a TV, but in the theaters are great.
No. That's cool. I watched season 2 of Severance. That nice. Came back. It's only like one episode.
I hear it's good so far, though.
It's awesome. I love that show.
I want to watch
it. Probably one of the best shows of this decade, I think.
Whoa.
And I might be overhyping it, but like I was telling Mom about it and she's like, is it good? I'm like, you haven't watched this?
Is it like good in the sense that
it's unique?
And
they capitalize on,
is it like mysterious kind of good or like,
yeah,
okay,
cool. Like you don't know what's going on,
but it reveals stuff in a compelling way,
right?
Cool.
And it's just they just have like a dynamite concept that they're just doing really well with. I don't think it needed like a 3-year hiatus because it feels like it's probably like the easiest show to make.
Doesn't seem like very complicated sets,
right? I mean, they're probably big sets or whatever because they have to like
run around in there,
run around hallways or whatever. But
I do like seeing Adam Scott run around.
Adam Scott is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably try and watch it after we're done with Arcane and I can cancel my Netflix subscription. Because okay. I got kicked out. I don't know if you're using mom's Netflix, but I got kicked out. I'm not on it anymore. So I had to buy my own damn shit.
Yeah, and they're raising the prices again.
It's going to the fucking $25 without ads.
That's crazy. Because they're like, they got like a surge of subscribers and they're like, oh, let's raise the price. I'm like, how the fuck does that work?
Squid Game Season 2? That's
maybe.
Yeah.
And so
that's lame.
I don't know. Cool. I don't think we'll ever really cancel it because there's always just like new shit on there.
Yeah, I'll just rebuy it when we want to watch something. But I'm glad Severance is good.
Yeah.
It's not disappointing so far.
I feel like you'd like it.
I think I know I would.
Yeah. Like I know you'd like it.
So I'm going to, I will. It's on my radar.
But yeah, mom like tried watching it and I guess she got bored with it because I think she likes things that like have a little bit more.
People kill each other.
Yeah, like action and crazy stuff happening.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's slow, but it's like supposed to be.
I think she's just Breaking Bad coded.
Yeah, and she like rewatches that, and that's like really hard to compete with.
Yeah, totally.
But I think it's good. Mm. To where like I'm like upset like when things are delayed for so long.
Yeah.
Like Dom told me that he like watched the first season like a couple months ago. I'm like, I'm so fucking jealous of you. You only have to wait a couple months for the second season.
Yeah, it's fresh in your mind and stuff.
Then I watched Wolfman, Nathan.
Wolfman, the movie?
I sure did.
Wow. How was it?
Oh, woof, Nathan. Just woof.
Wolfman?
Woof.
Does he woof in this? Does he howl?
Kind of. Does he? No. There's a scene where like I'm like, oh my God, he's going to howl at the moon, but then he doesn't.
Oh.
There was no moon.
Real quick before we get into this. Okay. Seven has a dead dog in it.
Bad movie.
It's got in my Letterboxd rating, I knocked it down half a star for that reason. This is the only exception.
So not 5 stars.
Only the reason why it's not. But anyway.
You being on Letterboxd and like Carter and Serena being on it. Carter's not really doing any reviews, but it brings me a lot of joy. You know, I just like seeing what people think and stuff like that.
I knew that you saw Wolfman and it was fun because Serena also watched it and it was funny reading both of your reviews.
She's like, yo, that shit was ass.
You had a little bit more of a nuanced approach, I think. She's like, yo, this shit sucked.
Yeah.
But okay, tell me about it though.
So it's definitely like a unique Wolfman movie, you know, like it shows what the Wolfman dude is like experiencing as he's like starting to turn, like how his senses are changing, and it shows like what he sees and stuff like that.
So you see, and just I think like lens flares and
kind stuff of like that. It's like shit like that, and like how he doesn't like understand like what his family's saying. And basically like the whole movie he's like slowly turning, you know, it's not like a
it's not just like a quick transition.
Yeah, it's not like he sees the moon or whatever, and like so he's like, it's like the super slow transition to the point where like he's not full Wolfman until like the last like 20 minutes of the movie,
but he's slowly becoming more wolf throughout the course of the movie,
right? And then they're just kind of dealing with that.
That's lame.
And just kind of how he like slowly loses like knowing who his family is and stuff like that.
Right.
There's like parts of a good movie in this. Like it's a good attempt at making it modern, but it just kind of falls short in some execution.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of like a dated concept. And I don't know if a werewolf movie is something that can still be interesting. But then again, Robert Eggers is doing a werewolf movie next.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, this.
I'm like, right after a Wolfman, it just seems kind of bizarre.
Yeah, right after like a vampire movie.
Yeah, maybe he's just like hitting all those.
Maybe he's on a monster stint, I guess. But
yeah, I mean, sure.
Julia Garden. It's the same guy that did Invisible Man, right?
Invisible Man. He did Upgrade.
Oh, wait. No, Delphi, hold on. What does it start with?
L.
Lee? It starts with another L, right?
No. But it ends with an L.
Lee Whannell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lee Whannell, he was like the writer of like Saw.
Yeah.
There's even like a Saw reference in this.
Upgrade's a good movie, man.
Upgrade's a great movie. I love that movie. I saw it in the theaters and fucking incredible.
Nice. I saw it in my living room. Pretty good. Pretty good there too.
Julia Gardner's in this. She's like the mom.
Oh.
She was in like Ozark.
Yeah.
And she's going to be like the girl Silver Surfer or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Or like the love interest to Silver Surfer. I didn't really like buy her as like a mother, you know? I don't know. It just like, it didn't.
She doesn't have a loving embrace?
I guess not. I don't know. She just seems like super young, you know? I mean, she's older than me, but like, Yeah, I just it just seemed weird at her as like a mom, I guess, for some reason. The kind of a red flag for this movie is that the first like 8 minutes were like released on like Twitter. You know, I'm like, ooh, that's a bad sign.
That's like the Craven.
I know. They're like, you're doing Craven marketing, really?
Yeah, you thought that worked out for them.
And then they like revealed like the design of Wolfman. Like they showed what he looks like.
Oh.
And I'm like, I feel like you shouldn't do that.
No, yeah. If like A Quiet Place did that, but you'd be like, what the fuck? Or why would you do that?
Yeah. You don't have to watch this. So like spoilers for it. So like it starts off with like him and his dad like hunting. And the dad like knows about Wolfman, is kind of looking for Wolfman.
Okay.
Because like they live in the woods or whatever. And it turns out that the wolf that like attacked him was his dad. And they're like in those woods because the state like declared him dead.
Whoa.
And they went to go like pack his shit or whatever. Which was like the most obvious thing when it's kind of like revealed that it was his dad.
Yeah.
You know, because he's got the same tattoo or whatever that's got his last name on it.
Right.
So I think the design that they revealed was just what the dad looks like in full form.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
Not like the
main character or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not that far off from like the original design from like the old movies. He's just like not as hairy, which I think is kind of a miss.
Yeah. He should be hairy.
Yeah, he's like hairier than a human, but like not as hairy as like what a wolfman would be.
Mm-hmm.
What's cool about it is that it's like it all takes place in like one night, you know, and there's only like six people in the movie.
Mm.
And I guess most of the budget went to makeup and shit because.
Is it practical?
Which is good. I just feel like there should be more to this for how much they say it was.
Yeah, I feel like this movie is coming out like the perfect time, because have you seen those like werewolf memes?
Werewolf memes?
Yeah, it'll just be like someone turning into a beast, and then they like, you know, the video will just like show somebody doing something, and then when they turn into a beast, it's just like the like a picture of like a werewolf ripping off his shirt. Or like I saw one like just today where it's like a werewolf riding on a motorcycle, and it's like the caption's just like crazy bread is just bread to a wild animal like me. It's just like shit like that. I see that a lot, I feel like. Okay. And a lot of the videos are paired with the Maroon 5 song where Adam Levine like howls in one of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like shit like that. I'll send you some, but they're kind of funny. But werewolves are like kind of a meme right now. So I feel like it's coming out at the right time.
They did great.
Yeah. So it just kind of sucks that.
There was some like good incredible suspense in it, and they use like darkness really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was one scare that like really got me, but overall like it like could have been good, but and like my interest in like what they were doing and what they were gonna do with this is what kind of kept me going for most of it. But then at the end I was just kind of really happy that it was ending. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's a bummer. Can't all be winners though.
Yeah, so it's whatever. I'll still like, I don't know if this is supposed to be like a connected universe kind of thing like they're trying to do, but I think they still plan on doing like Bride of Frankenstein and like Frankenstein and stuff like that.
Yeah, those I think will still probably be worth
check those out. I think Guillermo del Toro is doing Frankenstein.
Yeah, so and that should be pretty good.
Right.
You'd think.
So we'll see. Anything else from you?
I played Mario Party, the new one, Mario Party Jamboree.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. It's so fun.
What games are in Mario Party?
There's like mini games and stuff like that. I don't really know how to explain a lot of them.
Are they playing fucking table tennis or what are they doing?
They're just like random, I guess, party mini games that you'll run into. So, I mean, there's like 1v3 mini games. There's free for all mini games. There's 2v2.
Give me one game.
Okay, so like,
I have no concept of what Mario Party is.
Okay, so it'll be like quick. It's like playing a board game, but then once everybody rolls the dice to move along, the goal is to collect the most stars by the end, and there's stars hidden somewhere like randomly on the board game.
Mm-hmm.
But once everybody rolls, you do a mini game and you get coins so that you could buy the star. And the mini games will be like 1 to 2 minutes long, depending on what it is. And there's varying levels of like skill involved with them. But one of them will be like, it drops you into a thing and there's a bunch of like chickens that are around. You just have to run and pick up a chicken before time runs out.
Okay.
And they run pretty fast. Or it'll be a 1v3 game where you have to like hide behind one of like four structures and everybody else is trying to guess which structure it is. And if you get caught, then like you lose that mini game or something like that. So like pretty simple in concepts,
yeah,
to like learn real quick. But once you get better at them, it becomes more fun. And then there's opportunity to like screw each other over.
Mm-hmm.
And so I played it with my friends, and there's items you can also buy in the game to just help you with random things, either roll a higher number to get to the star faster, stuff like that. You can also set a trap. And Parker bought one where if you land on that specific spot, like you roll the number and land on it perfectly, not even just passing over it, it'll steal your star. And when he bought it, I was like, that's kind of a shit item, I feel like, because there's hundreds of spaces.
Yeah.
What's the odds that someone's going to land on that? And they have a star already.
Yeah.
That's how I fucking lost the game. The last turn, the last like turn where everybody rolls, I'm up. I have the same amount of stars as Parker and I have more coins than him.
So does he get the star?
Yeah, he just gets the star because he bought the item to set the trap and I just happened to land on it. And so I was very angry. But yeah, it's the kind of game that'll do that to you.
Gotcha.
But it's very fun. And there's a twist for this where you can get like a Jamboree partner and it'll just be like Donkey Kong or Luigi is just somewhere on the board. And when someone passes him, everybody competes to get him as a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get him as a partner, then you can buy double stars when you find a star or like buy double items or, you know, stuff like that.
So, gotcha.
And it's actually pretty good. So
nice.
I really like it. So yeah, pretty fun.
And I bought a childhood classic of ours.
Okay. Monkey Ball?
Can you guess? No, I have Monkey Ball already.
A childhood classic. Let's see.
One of the goats.
GoldenEye?
We never played GoldenEye that much.
Yeah, we did.
Not at like Nana's house.
Yeah, it's good. Crash.
Nope.
Army of Two.
Nathan, I bought Sly Cooper.
Oh my god.
And the Thievius Raccoonus.
Wait, dude. On PS5?
Yeah.
Dude. Have you been playing it?
The PS2 version. Yes, Nathan.
Is it good?
It is so good. But only because I have the nostalgia.
Remember when you plagiarized that?
Yeah, game? in my school.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there's this raccoon and he's a thief. And the family's got the Thievius Raccoonus. And then like the teacher's like talking to my parents. They're like, he's fucking brilliant. This is so good.
Dude, he's nailed it. You could fucking sell this.
And they knew like exactly what I was doing.
You're just plagiarizing.
I tried. So I've been like, I bought it to kind of like speed run it. You know,
that'd be so cool.
But this game's actually so fucking hard.
Dude, yeah, games back then were so unforgiving.
You get hit once, you die.
Really?
One hit kill.
You gotta do a hitless run.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or well, like also killing people is one hit kill.
Yeah.
And you remember those like they're fucking like horseshoes, they're like lucky horseshoes that you would have, and you can have a couple of them, and then so if you get hit you'd like come back to life.
Oh, I see.
So you have to like kind of collect those to stay alive. Yeah. As long as possible.
Have you seen a speedrun of the game?
No.
You should look it up.
I'd rather do it myself. And so I'm just kind of playing it normally.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And it just like every time a new aspect comes into the game and I'm like, oh fuck, I remember this. Like, remember like that carpet that you'd walk across and there'd be like dart guns aimed at you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to like jump in a barrel so you don't get hit by the darts.
Yeah. Great art direction for that game.
Yeah, I'm on the first level thing where it's like that frog that has that tall hat and he's got like he's on a boat.
I imagine so something. Many core memories would be dug up if I saw it.
As
but
soon
I can't
as you
remember.
Like look at it, you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
There's like a
is
frog.
It like a remastered version of it or is it just like a backwards compatible version?
It's not like remastered. They just like made it available. Mm-hmm. And dude, there's like three or four of those games.
Which one did we play? The first one?
The first one. The second one looked familiar, like the cover for it.
I'm sure
so we played that one too.
Yeah, I'm sure we probably did.
So I'll like go through them all, like if I have like the time for it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's super fucking fun.
I'm so jealous you have a PS5.
I just really just like, I think my favorite games are like stealth games. And I feel like this was like the king of that, or like kind of started my love for it.
Fuck Assassin's Creed or Hitman.
Yeah.
Sly Cooper, baby.
Like the aspects of like Spider-Man and like Arkham Knight or Arkham games that where you're like doing all the stealth stuff. That's like always my favorite shit.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Because I like just going through levels without any conflict, you know?
It's fun. No, Hitman and Assassin's Creed have like ways where you can do full like stealth mode and you really have to understand people's walking paths and stuff like that and things of the game. It is fun to learn.
Yeah, and so I'm having a pretty good time with that.
Nice. You'll have to load it up when we go downstairs.
There's like bits of that are strange to me. Like there's, you know, in like modern games, there's like just some areas that you just know you can't get to or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like they're too high or they don't look like walkable areas. And that you can really get on anything, I feel like.
That's cool.
Like you can just, if you can find a way to kind of double jump in certain places, you can get to any area.
There's probably a really cool speed run of it then.
There probably is.
If you beat a level, you should just like look up what the speed run is just to see.
I don't want to be embarrassed, dude.
No, you're not gonna be embarrassed. You'll be like, well, how did they even figure that out? You know, kind of stuff.
Anyway, yeah. So I've been having a good time with that.
That's cool.
But
I'm jealous.
Yeah, dude. Just come over one day. We'll just like trade off levels. Yeah, we'll grind it.
I'm down.
Yeah, it's super fucking fun. And like listening to like the dialogue again, I'm like, oh, I remember him saying that, you know? Yeah, like I remember some of this dialogue because we like replayed that shit like 100 times.
Yeah,
it feels like.
We probably played it at least like 5 or 6 times.
Cy Cooper, like his voice actor sounds a lot like Penn Bagley to me.
Mm.
And so I'm like, oh, dude, if there's a remake, they made a new one, Penn Bagley, to totally do it.
Get that guy.
And like, that'd be so sick.
That's the you guy, right?
Yeah. Anyway.
With jokes.
Anyway. Nathan, what are we going to read next week?
What are we going to read next week?
Do we have anything lined up?
So in 2 weeks, it'll be fucking Valentine's Day. So I want to still do the romance book.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But also Captain America comes out on Valentine's Day. So we'll do that a week early.
Okay. So we'll do a Captain America book?
Yes.
Okay. So we fucked this up last time.
How?
Because we read like a Sam Wilson Captain America book, but it was like a weird one. He turned into a werewolf.
We did not read like the first Wilson book.
And that was the one with like Stuart Immonen, right?
I can't remember.
Okay. Is that what we're going to read or do you have something else?
So we went to a comic shop and we saw like a Red Hulk book. Do you want to do a Rolk book?
I am down for Rolk. Super down for Rolk, actually.
You want to do Rolk? You don't want to do Captain America?
Well, let me look at the Captain America.
Is he not the right color or something? You want to read a red guy rather than a black guy?
I just think like... keep him as Steve Rogers, you know? There's something about him. I can't... No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, the one... I think we saw a run at a comic shop, and it was like the Ed McGuinness one.
Oh, that's what I... For Hulk. For Red Hulk, right?
Yeah. So it's just called Hulk. But I think the trade's called Red. Yeah, so Jeff Loeb, Ed McGuinness, 2008.
Is this Red Hulk, 2008?
So the series is called Hulk, but the trade is called Red Hulk.
Okay, yeah. That sounds great.
Okay.
Is this like the first Red Hulk or?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I doubt it.
But Ed McGuinness is pretty fun, so I'm down to do that.
Cool. Yeah, because we flipped through the pages and it looked really good.
Yeah, totally. I'm down for that. And it's on Comixology, baby.
We get a proper Red Hulk rather than the
U.S. Avengers.
The stashed one.
Man, I wish he had the stash, dude.
Why is it only in that? Like, it's
in U.S. Avengers?
In U.S. Avengers, yeah.
Because they know what we want.
they don't want to give it to us.
They don't want to give it to us, dude.
What if, like, at the end of, like, in a post-credit scene, Red Hulk just grows a mustache?
That's so sick.
He's like... Well, you remember, like, in the SpongeBob movie, how, like, the bad guy, he just, like, grows a mustache?
Yeah.
Are you a mermaid?
That's, like, one of the best jokes. But, yeah, I think in the movie, well, he like, mentions that he shaved his mustache.
Because he's, like, campaigning or whatever.
Which is lame. I would vote for a dude with a six stash.
Yeah, definitely. If you had your policies and stuff.
Red Hulk.
All right.
Proper.
Sounds good. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite kids comic? That we should read.
I need kids comic recommendations. Yeah. Please let me know.
Yeah, he needs them stat by May, if you could.
Link tree in the bio. Like, comment, subscribe. Rate us 5 stars on Spotify. Email us at tradewordspot@gmail.com. Can we read
Ultimate Spider-Man when you have a kid? Because that's when Spider-Man has a family.
Ultimate? Oh, this newer one?
Yeah, the Hickman.
I guess so.
Chichetto. So you know how to be a family man.
I know that trade came out. I mean, I feel like, I think the Superman Rebirth one is a good dad book.
Yeah. There's got to be a couple dad books out
there. About being a dad, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like Saga is kind of like a dad book, or being a dad book.
What do you mean? I'm just kidding.
I'm really excited to like reread that as it's like a dad.
Fucking crushing.
It's probably going to hit so different.
It's going to, I imagine it will. I'll definitely reread it when I'm a father.
Well. It's going to be lit.
Yeah. But anyway, recommend some kids' books, rate us 5 stars, and later.
All right, goodbye.